The governor's order asks the 35-member commission to figure out how hatred and discrimination festered to the point where a woman was killed. They're supposed to explore how white supremacists become radicalized, what can be done to stop them. Finally, they're tasked with creating a list of policy changes the state can make to help prevent another Charlottesville. If it seems like a tall task, that's because it is.
That is perhaps the understatement of the year.
Co-chair Cynthia Hudson is with the Attorney General's office.
My hope is that we are able to quickly identify action items that are achievable and achievable within the near term.
Gail Christopher is a diversity consultant. She's helping guide the group.
I think it's very significant and timely and important and has great implications. And yes, we will be sharing, assuming we have permission to do that, we'll be sharing the work of this commission with other leaders around the country.
Members include religious and business leaders, plus educators. They have until the end of the year to suggest specific policies for the governor to submit to lawmakers. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.